When we build a housing unit, they become permanent acquisitions, and it doesn't help just one person. Someone sees a dollar figure and they think, well, that just helps one person. No, no, that helps dozens, if not hundreds of people who will be able to live in that housing unit in the 50, 60, 70 years from now of that asset that we have created. And we also are providing help for these folks with their chemical dependency problems, with their mental health challenges. We are providing care for them in that regard so that they can stay housed once they become housed. So these are worthwhile investments. We want to keep the ball rolling on this, and I'm going to ask the legislature to do just that. Now, we made big steps in our behavioral health system, but we need more work. We know we need substantial more work. In this past year, we've opened about 120 beds at three facilities, and now we have hundreds more in the pipeline. So my budget will make further investments in new facilities, in increased reimbursement for community facilities and providers, for crisis and diversion programs that help people avoid the high-level systems of care that they might otherwise need in an emergency room or in a jail. We want to make these investments so people get mental health treatment where they need to, which is in the right kind of facility and as much as possible in their own communities.